Okay, we're doing Pirkei Dravelezer, Pirkei Gimel. We're up to the 13th chapter. If you recall, what we have seen thus far is that God created man and God created woman. And God brought woman before man and she was going to be opposite him. And now the 13th chapter begins. Jealousy and ta'ava, the fact that a person wants his desires and honor, they cause a person to be ejected, they take him out of this world.
These are all the same, right?
Right. So we're up to the 14th chapter. We said, okay. The kina, jealousy, ta'ava, desire, kavod, honor, they cause a person to be, to leave the world, to depart from the world. We're up to the 13th chapter, Perek Yud Gimel, the 13th chapter. The angels of service said before God, the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Kol Olamim, Master of all of the worlds. You guys with me? Ma Adam v'teidaihu, what is man that you should recognize him, give him special recognition? What? No, we're in Pirkei Dravelezer, Perek Yud Gimel. Later. Perek Shloshesra, yeah. Adam lahevel dama. Man is similar to hevel, he's like nothing. En alafao moshlo. They said before God, even over his earth, even over his dust, his plot of earth, he doesn't rule. How could a person rule over someone else? What is man? Why should you give him anything special? Amal lahim. So God answered the angels, Masha temikal simoti belyonim. But you praise me up in heavens, hum yachedoti betachtonim. He recognizes my unity down below. We say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. God is one. We praise God. We recognize that He is one. We praise God. So, ולא עוד, not only that, אלא יכולים אתם לעמוד ולקרוא שמות לכל הבריות? Can you stand and name all the different creations? Can you do such a thing? עמדו ולא יכלו. So they tried. They stood and they couldn't. They couldn't name the creations because the angels, they're heavenly beings. And they're connected with heavenly concepts. And they couldn't connect with the physical down here, the animals, to be able to name each animal the way Adam could. Mi Adam ad Adam ikra shemot chol ha'briyot. Right away, Adam stood and named every creature. Shenemar, as the verse states, Vayikra Adam shemot lechol ha'bema. Man gave names to all the different animals. V'chavan shu malachei hasharet. When the angels saw this, Amru, they said, Im ein anu be'im be'itza al Adam shechta lifnei v'ro, ein anu yicholim bo. If we can't figure out a way, some kind of plot to cause man to sin before his creator, we won't be able to overcome him. And this angel whose name is Samael, he was the great angel up in heavens. He had different angels that had 6 wings. Samael has 12 wings, whatever that means. He took his crowd and he came down to earth. He saw all of God's creations, he could find none as wise and cunning to do bad as the snake. Shenemar, as the verse states, V'hanachash haya arum mikol chayat hasadeh. The snake was more cunning than any other animal of the field. V'yad dmuto kemin gamal, and the ancient snake looked like some form of camel. V'alav rachav alav. So Samael, this angel of bad, this Satan, whatever he was, he gets on the snake's back and he starts riding on it. Vayta Torah tzovachat v'omeret, and the Torah was wailing and saying, Samael, achshav nivra olam ve'et nimrod b'makom. Now the world was created. It is now a proper time to rebel against the Creator. Ka'et b'marom tamri. Now you want to rebel against the heavens. Ribon olamim tischak v'susu l'rochvo. God, may you laugh over that horse and its rider. Mashal ema davar dome. Mashal was the similar to le'adam sheyesh bo ruach ra'a, person who has a bad spirit. V'chol ma'asim shu'usem da'ato, who say, v'chol dream shu'mdaber mi da'ato, mdaber. Can you blame a person when a person is overtaken by some kind of bad spirit? He has temporary insanity. Is he responsible for what he does? His actions are a result of the temporary insanity that's overtaken him. Kacha nachash, so too the snake. Kol ma'asav she'asav, v'chol dvarav she'dibel, lo dibel v'lo asal, l'midato she'sameil. All the things that he did, all the actions that he performed, were all done because he had this bad angel riding on his back. The angel that's called Sama'el. Now the word Sama'el we discussed before, that the word Samui, Sama, is to erase. El is God. This angel is coming to do bad in the world, so speak, to erase God's name from the world. That's his job in the world. So that's why people don't mention his name. They always call him the Samach Mem. His name is Samael. So I assume that's why people don't like mentioning his name. And about this angel, the verse states, Bra'ato yidache rasha. The rasha gets pushed back with his own evil doings. Mashal lemelech shenasa isha. This is similar to a king that married a woman. And he told her, "You're in charge of all my precious diamonds and jewels." Amala kol ma sheyesh li yehi biyadech. Everything I own, he told her, you're in charge of. I'm giving everything over to your responsibility. Chutz mechavit zo shimla akrabim. Except for my dear wife, there's this one barrel in the corner. That barrel is filled with scorpions. Everything else, you're responsible for. That barrel, please don't touch. It's filled with scorpions. Nichnas etzla zaken echad. An old man walked into this woman. Vishal mimena chometz. He asked her, could I please have a little bit of vinegar? Vinegar isn't so expensive. Amar la ma melech noheg lach. So this old man, once he's in, he could start schmoozing with the woman. He asked her, what does the king usually give you? So she said, what do you mean? He gave me everything he has. Chutz mechavit zoshim nakravim, except for this one barrel that's filled with scorpions. Amala, so the old man told him, V'alo kol kumiya shel melech harei bechavit zo. Don't you know? Don't you know that all of the king's very precious jewels are in that barrel? So here she is, she's got all the diamonds, she's got everything, but the old man who walked into the house and didn't know what was going on a minute ago, he asked her, what does the king give you every day? He needed from her a little bit of vinegar, but he's telling her his very precious jewels he leaves in that barrel. The only reason he told you that barrel has scorpions is because he really plans on marrying a different woman, giving her that barrel. Kach ha-melech ze ha-adam. So to the king, that's man. He's man was so to speak king over the universe. God put him in charge. Ha-isha, the woman, zochava. That's Eve. Zaken, the elder, shoel chometz, who asked for vinegar, ze ha-nachash. That was the serpent. V'alehem u'mem, and about them, the verse states, sham naflu po'alei aven. Over there, those who do bad, they fell. Dan nachash din beno levin atzmo. The nachash thought something between himself and amar. Im ani umer l'adam, if I tell men, go eat from the fruit, yodani sheino shomeli, I know he won't listen to me. Sheish kashe leolam lotzim dato. Man, a male, is always difficult to persuade. It's one of the tendencies of a man. Well, they're strong-headed, for better and for worse. But if I want to persuade someone, I have to speak to the woman. Their thoughts are more easily swayed. I know she'll listen to me. For God made females that they're more patient, they listen to people more. As the verse states, so the snake went and he said to the woman, is it true that you're also commanded not to eat from this fruit? Not only me, you're also told not to eat from the fruit, the snake asked her. And she says, yeah, we're also commanded this way. From within her words, he was schmoozing with her, he got to talking with her. They spoke enough, he found a way to enter. Told her, you should know this commandment is because God has a bad eye. Because at the time that you'll eat from this fruit, to you, kelokim, you'll become godly. What does God do? God creates worlds and destroys worlds. So to you, if you eat from this fruit, we'll be able to create worlds and destroy them. Just like God brings death and brings people back to life, after you eat from this fruit, you'll be able to bring death to, and bring things back to life. As the verse states, for God knows that on the day that you eat from this fruit, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God. The nachash went and touched the tree. So the tree called out and said, Rasha al tigabi, wicked one, don't touch me, the tree said to the snake. Shnemar, as the verse states, al tivoini regel gava, the foot that's extra proud shouldn't step near me. So too the tree didn't want the nachash to touch him. Sham naflu po aleavin, that's where those that did bad fell. Halacha nachash v'amar laisha, the nachash went and said to the woman, Areini nagati ba'ilan velo mati, you see, I touched the tree, I didn't die. Afad giivov lo tamuti, you see, you'll also touch it and you won't die. Halcha isha v'naga ba'ilan, the woman had thought, I'm not allowed to eat from the fruit, I'm not allowed to touch the tree. The snake showed her that he could touch the tree and not die. So she too went and touched the tree. She saw as she approached and touched the tree, the angel of death came opposite her. Amra, ulay achshav ani meta. He said, maybe now I'm going to die. V'akadosh baruch hu uselo isha acheret v'nona la'adam. God will make him another woman. Give it to the man. What am I going to do? I'll cause him to eat with me. If we'll die, we'll both die. Notice, the Midrash here is aligning the story with the Mashal. In the Mashal, when did she open the barrel with the scorpions? When she heard there's another woman in the picture. When she was told there's another woman who these jewels are for. So too the woman, she touched the tree, she hasn't yet sinned the sin that will cause her to die. But she sees the angel of death and she thinks, oh no, now I'm going to die. Now I'm going to die and I'll marry someone else. So for that jealousy, she says, now he and I will eat the fruit. Now I'll ensure that either we both die or we both live. So the Medrash is exactly aligned. You guys with me? The Medrash aligns, I'm sorry. The story of what happened with Eve, it develops the Mashal to align it exactly. And now she took and ate from the fruits of the tree. She gave from the fruits to her husband as well to eat with her. As the verse states, she took from its root and she ate. She gave to her husband as well. Once Adam ate from the fruits of the tree, he saw himself naked. His eyes opened, he suddenly had better understanding of the world, and his teeth started wearing down. Amala mauzeshe chaltanish nitpakhu einai vekahu shinai, yeah, his teeth. He asked her, what's this that you gave me to eat, that my eyes opened up, and my teeth are suddenly as though they have vinegar on them, they're wearing down. Al dati, I think he told her, kishem shekahu shinai, kach yikhu shnei chol hadorot. Just as my teeth were worn down now, so too I think all generations from now on their teeth are going to wear down. And this concept of teeth wearing down is a concept that's brought in the prophet. The prophet says, avot achlu voser, the forefathers ate grapes that were not yet ripe, so they're very sharp. V'shinei vanim tikena, and the offsprings, their children, will have teeth that are worn down, that have like vinegar on them. So Adam and Eve, they sinned, they ate the fruit before it was ripe, so to speak, and their offspring forever are paying the price, that they're all dying young. That's why it's using this terminology of teeth wearing down. Now, we're stopping the story at the end of the chapter, but the story will continue as God descends to the world, so to speak, to see what's going on, so to speak, to speak to Adam and Eve, and then gives each one what they deserve. And that's where we will continue, God willing, in 2 weeks. Yeah.
There's a snake who looks like a camel.
So the ancient snake had legs, he could talk. The snake in Bereshis looked like a camel because he had legs.
Yeah. It's strange because I was reading something on the so-called proto-Sinaic alphabet. There's explanation. There was research on this. This is explanation which letters mean. And there's Gimel. And we used to think it's Gimel. Gimel looks like camel almost. And it says it's something, some kind of stick which was used to play with. And so it almost spells almost the same like camel. It would make more sense to. Can it be some?
I don't know.